with Terry Jenkins. He's been the advisor for the Multi-Band FFA for years. And Terry, I know the COVID kind of put a damper on a lot of things, not only with you, but around the country. FFA chapters had to alter things, and you didn't get to have your businessman's breakfast like you usually do last year, but you're going to do something a little different this year, and it's a great idea. Tell folks about that.
Again, it's been 2 years, you know, and we don't know what normal is anymore because of COVID, but we didn't get to have our FFA week, a farmer business breakfast that we normally have. But this year, we're going to have a farmer business person luncheon, and that's going to be held on April 23rd. We're going to have a drive-through here at school, and that's going to be from 11 to 2. So if you'd like to drive up and get lunch, that is possible. We've called several farmers within our community. We're going to be delivering out to the field. Hopefully they're in the field and working. And then we have lots and lots of meals that we're going to deliver, not only here to Multi-Band, but back to Marshall. And so far, I mean, we've been calling around and asking and one thing or another, and we're almost up to 300 meals that we will be delivering that day. And I don't think we're done yet. And because of all this, you know, we've got totally disengaged from one another, business, schools, community, kids, and hopefully this will bring us back together, and hopefully we can get back to a new normal, whatever normal is. And we want to thank those businesses and farmers and people within our community for everything that they do every single year for us, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
No, they're going to appreciate that tremendously. And this past year, like you said, has been a lot different. A lot of things were canceled or not allowed to happen. But whenever there is a major activity, especially with agriculture, you see those blue jackets out there from your chapter or other chapters. These FFA members are out there ready, willing, and able to help. And this luncheon is just another way to show how they like to be involved in the community.
Yeah, I hope so. And I even told my kids, you know, the seniors walking out the door 5, 10, 15 years from now, whether they're coaching a little league baseball team or whatever, and they need some funds, you know, where do they lean? They lean back on our local community, which we need to support our local community and all of our local businesses, and then reward them back if we can, because we need their help occasionally with different activities for whatever group that you're in. And this is just our way to give back. And it was kind of eye-opening yesterday. I don't know how many businesses said, what does this cost? You know, who do I make the check out to? And it's like, we don't want your money. You know, at this given point, might sometime in the future. But this is just our way of giving back to our community. And hopefully we can get back to normal.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.